This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's installment of Bigger is Often Better comes to us from the advertising industry. The French firm Publicis is buying the Boston-based digital company Sapient for a cool 3.7 billion American simoleons. The subtext here isn't really all that sub, to be honest. It is yet another play in the long game of ad agencies versus the Facebooks and Googles of the world. Stan Alcorn explains how that works.
As long as there have been ad agencies, there have been ad agency acquisitions, like the attempt to buy Don Draper's firm on Mad Men.
PPL is being sold and us along with it.
Oh.
So you knew about this?
No, but it makes sense.
It makes sense in part because it lets companies buy expertise. Kim Sheehan is a communications professor at the University of Oregon who worked at agencies in the 80s.
And when I was working in the industry, what we saw was advertising agencies buying smaller companies like direct marketing companies.
Sapient is a digital specialist, building websites and iPad apps, but it's also about where that expertise is located. Noah Elkin, executive editor at eMarketer, says North America is the biggest single advertising market in the world.
And within that market, the fastest growing segment is digital.
Publicis is buying a piece of that growth, as well as increasing its own size, which helps when negotiating ad rates with Google or Facebook.
Because you're buying in such a larger bulk that it enables you to get better terms.
But does all that justify the $3.7 billion price tag? Brian Weiser at Pivotal Research isn't so sure.
Skepticism that I have around the deal is not just the price paid, which is incredibly high, but the issue of opportunity cost.
He thinks instead of buying yet another agency, Publicis should have considered investing in the digital properties it already owns. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.